This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
Oh, I've got some issues. I got some problems. Atlanta. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It's 5 o'clock on a Monday, and the Falcons are winless in the preseason. Don't care about that. Don't care about what happened against Tennessee on Friday night. We saw two great joint practices. The teams got in the work they needed. But, Mike, we are going to tell you about some things that at least we noticed about that second preseason game as we head to the third on Friday, guys, against the Cowboys. All of the action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the concern. How much practice is needed to get you ready for a season as a rookie? The concern coming into the season was that you need to get these rookies acclimated, whether it was Xavier Watts, the safety we drafted out of Notre Dame, whether it was James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher we drafted out of Tennessee, or whether it was our first-round pick, Mike, Jalen Walker out of the University of Georgia. The other two guys I just mentioned, including Billy Bowman, have seen a lot of reps and a lot of time. Jalen, not so much. And then today, before practice, Raheem Morris said that they are going to take an abundance of caution because they don't want this to linger with Jalen, who didn't practice again today because he tweaked his groin last week during the joint practices, and they hope to get him back this week. Now, I use the word hope because he didn't say we are going to get him back this week. He also is not saying he'll be 100% when the season starts because I don't think he knows. And, Mike, my concern is, have you, because I haven't, seen enough of Jalen Walker to feel comfortable to say, hey, he's going to be as dominant as we've talked about him being when we picked him, knowing what his skill set and his capabilities are. Guys, you can tell me all you want about this and say it's a nothing burger. I think it's a big deal, Mike, because this is my number one concern now.
Well, it's the area we thought we improved the most. And unfortunately, he's just behind schedule because of these lingering injuries. That doesn't define his career. He hasn't even played it down yet for the Falcons. But it's just tough for us to tell you when guys ask if we were up in a Hooters last week. Guys, first thing they ask, well, how's Jalen Walker look? Can't tell you. You know, I mean, only seeing little bits and pieces. There were sort of pitch counts when he was out there with the 11-on-11. Guys, as I'll say for the fifth time today, this is in no way an indictment of our expectations for Jalen Walker. We're just stating facts. He is behind the curve because of these injuries. I will, though, take a more philosophical view. How about this? Think about when you're a kid and you wanted something bad for Christmas, whether it was a G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip. In my case, it was usually an Evel Knievel toy. And, you know, but if dad came to you and said, hey, I know you want that Evel Knievel, but service merchandise was out. We're going to have to wait two more weeks. So I'm excited, disappointed, but still hopeful that this guy's going to be the impact guy he is. So I will equate Jalen Walker's absence with G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Just got to wait a few more weeks.
But Evel Knievel is coming, though, right? Evel Knievel is
yes,
coming.
Yes. My dad never let me down. I always got the whole Evel Knievel set, Carl, including the band. Yeah. Remember the big RV?
I think back. I think the best, I don't know, why would you say the best, but one of the most anticipated gifts was getting that Nintendo. I just got to tell you. And when it happened, I was like, there is a Santa. Right. But I don't, here's the deal. You may feel that way. But how much confidence do you have that he's going to have impact? See, there's a difference between being excited about getting him on the field and watching him. There's a difference between that and the impact he's supposed to have.
Right.
That's what I'm concerned about. Like, if you're going to tell me, hey, Falcon fans, we're going to have Jalen week one against Tampa. Is he just going to be out there? Is Mike and I, are we going to come back Monday and just be like, hey, we won the game. Look at what happened. Was he just out there or was he out there?
Right. Because as it stands now, we got a few more weeks. You know, we got, what, 3 weeks? 3.5 weeks?
Yes. And by the way, he with the treatment and all the stuff, Mike, they got the best of the best up there. He absolutely could be 100%. But, guys, they told us this at the start of camp.
Right.
He was on the side. The day one we were up there, we're like, oh, Jalen's on the side. Now, we didn't take pictures and put it out there because we're not allowed to. But the fact is, he started the camp this way, and now we're at the almost at the end of camp, Mike, and for me, it's like it is lingering. There is an abundance of caution because I don't think they know if he's going to be 100%.
And as we said, we've been going round and round with some folks because Day-Day dropped an explosive tweet today at Dukesbell 929.
That's okay, Mike. You don't have to keep letting people know you have no parts of this. I did it.
I recused myself from this social media comment. It just basically making it sound like, because again, we had guys coming to us, oh, there you go. Is it? No, we're
I hate Grady.
See, that ship is
you, you did say that.
Never fit in a 3-4.
You did say that.
But never fit in a 3-4. But as far as where we are with this man, it's a disappointment. That's not a hit. See, are you guys so soft that if we say it's a disappointment that we haven't been able to see Jalen Walker, that means all of a sudden you hear out of our radio, yeah, Jalen Walker's a bust. It's not what I said. He's behind the curve. And once the season starts, there is no time. You're practicing. You're doing your game installs, Carl.
There is no tomorrow.
Right, but I mean, you're missing valuable reps with the first
team. There is no tomorrow.
That's not radio hype. That's not Dukes and Bill creating something. Squid Billy, who will have a retort apparently tomorrow on the morning shift. See, there we go. Now we've got show-on-show violence. Because now the meat man saw what Day-Day put out there, and now he's all in a tizzy.
Well, look, tough. Tell me I'm lying. Exactly.
No, he's a guy that we thought was going to be a big cog in week one might not be as big a cog because he hasn't been able to practice.
Bum.
No, now that's bull. See, this is how things go. This is how it gets started.
Look, we all wanted Jalen, I think.
Wait a minute. We wanted Jalen.
No.
Yes, we did.
No, I got to be honest with you. Now, real talk. I wanted Mike Green. I said that. I thought Green was going to be the guy. That's what I said at the time, okay?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Who, by the way, is killing it in preseason.
Oh, I know he is. He's going to be a beast.
Working with Chuck Smith, by the way.
I know he is. Right. But I'm going to be completely honest. But when the dog fell into our lap, we had to be crazy not to take him.
Exactly.
So when I say we all wanted him, once that scenario played out, it was like, you better do this. Terry, don't screw this up. And he did. But now, as I said to one of our listeners today who said, you know, this is why, you know, the media turns on you. Bro, stop. Come on, man. This isn't me turning on anybody. This is me saying once you get drafted, now you have to produce. You can't just be a guy that we're happy about because you're from Georgia and we love what you did when you played under Kirby. That's cool. But now you're a Falcon. Now I need to see you do stuff as a Falcon. And that's where I'm at. And so when we talk about all these guys, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I certainly want to give Jalen the benefit of the doubt. But, Mike, I can't sit here on this radio show. It's a big radio show. And talk bad about KP. For the last 2 years, Kyle Pitts, and then come in here and tell you guys it's all roses with Jalen Walker. I can't do it.
Yeah, he had if we're going to take it all the way back, he had a thigh injury. This was pre-draft.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just looking. If you can be Googling, you know, and just a little minor dings and all that. It's just frustrating, as I said, ultimately, because we were thinking about this great rotation. And it will still be a great rotation. We're just going to have to wait a little bit longer for Jalen Walker.
You were talking past tense.
I know I did. Leonard Floyd and Ebba Cady's part of the rotation. But Pierce Jr. we're excited about. We've already talked about, you know, the depth we've got interior. You know, Dorlus, Braylon Trice. You know, we've got some more guys. It means more reps for those guys.
It does.
But it's all we're saying is frustrating.
Okay. I got one more thing to say. And then I got one more thing to say.
You're a little bit further down the road on this Jalen Walker than I am.
I got one more thing to say because I'm not running from this. Is he the right guy? Here's the thing.
Would you stop it? Would you stop it?
Send all emails and communications to C-Dukes.
No, here's the thing. This is what I want to tell you guys. Have you watched any of these other teams in preseason? Their first round picks have popped. We cannot say that about ours yet.
Right.
You can't. So that is a concern for me when I'm saying, and you can tell me, is preseason doesn't mean anything, blah, 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 and it doesn't. But these, I'm watching these other teams, Mike, and their first round picks. Did you guys see Genty run over a safety this weekend?
Yeah, and he said, "I've arrived."
Did you see this?
Yeah,
the kid looks like he's the real deal. Okay, pick your team and go first round pick. Have you seen some things that make you go, "That's pretty damn good"? We just haven't seen it, and that's the only thing I'm saying about this. And then it makes me wonder, okay, when he gets healthy, what kind of impact he's going to have? I hope he hears this. I hope people tell him, because I want him to be a killer come week one.
Right,
but I don't know if he will be.
Well, again, you know, you got to be able to practice to play to be getting the reps, and it's just, guys, this is simple. I mean, he's just not had all the reps with. He hasn't had as many reps with the first team as James Pierce Jr., for instance. That's right. That's not hating. That's just facting. So now, if he continues, this injury continues to linger, you know, through Labor Day, and now all of a sudden here we are. It's game week. You know, the Buccaneers are coming to town. Is he going to be able to contribute, or is he going to have to get worked in? That's like with me with Ruka Roro. Now, granted, you did have Onyemata, and certainly and at the time, Grady, but Ruka only played 8 games last year because he was hurt.
Mm.
So that's, you know, I can't evaluate you. That's why I'm a little more lukewarm on him starting the second season with higher expectations for a guy who was drafted 35th overall. So that's all we're saying. Some guys will take it, like Squidbilly, take this and turn it into some kind of like, I don't know, we've been a referendum against Jalen Walker, which is not at all the case. Just telling you where it's at. Because as you said, you agree, right? Once the season starts, there's not as much practice. You are practicing for the game.
That's right.
No. And nothing looks better than a black Louis with black aviators walking on that plane.
I hear you, man.
Oh, my God.
His access is second
to none. I don't know how Mike Johnson
now,
does it.
We're not going to see Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins this week. We're not going to see the starters this week. Meanwhile, just announced by Pete Sweeney, who covers the Chiefs for their newspaper. Yeah, Andy Reid confirms starters will play week 3 for the Chiefs.
Oh, imagine that. How interesting. By the way, you see Colston Loveland last night for the Bears?
Yeah.
Pop.
And a good day and a good week for Caleb Williams.
Y'all
responding to the tough love for Ben Johnson.
Have you seen Abdul Carter? Pop.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, Travis Hunter played both ways when he played. Showed up.
Home game for the Chiefs, so imagine one series and they'll all be out. So it could be 3 plays, it could be 15. But either way,
that's interesting.
The starters will play for the Chiefs. That means you, Kelsey.
It does. But you know what? This is a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, Mike, and they may get back there again.
Right.
And their coach is not a...
Sean McVay has won a Super Bowl. He plays it differently. He says, I don't play my starters to risk injury. Matthew Stafford was seen at practice today in shoulder pads. So I guess the back is responding to whatever treatment. So I know we've talked a little bit about Kirk Cousins going there. That doesn't seem likely anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. 404-726-0929. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I may put him up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. By the way, does not change my outlook on the Falcons season. This is a team that's going to be better, and we should win at least 10 games. Nothing has changed there. But we have a first-round pick, as I'm going through this list of guys, whether it's pick them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city.
Rep yourself.
Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Malachi Starks, Jackson Dart, Mike, who was the 25th overall pick, popped. Like, there are things in this rookie class where you're going, oh, that's okay, I see it.
Yeah, a couple of the Ravens guys that cover them, he's drawing comparisons. Mike Green, we talked a lot about him pre-draft from Marshall, fell all the way to the second round. Ravens always draft well. Drawing comparisons to Elvis Dumervil.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Not a bad name to be compared to as a rookie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.